The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Florida Power and Light.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're going to have a great show for you today. That was a little shine from Collective Soul. Why? Why do we want to shine the lights on? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because we have Florida Power and Light in the house this morning. Super excited to have our guests. And we've got kind of a special setup for y'all today, and I'm going to let them tell you all about it. But in the studio today, I have Shelley Ragsdale. She is the lead communication. This is a great title. Lead communication strategist, marketing and communications. Very impressive. And also Corey Booth, who is the FPL home and business energy leader. I love these titles. Very impressive. Welcome.
Thank you.
So glad that y'all are here. We have lots to talk about this morning, but maybe start off initially with, we have a special thing that you're doing this morning for your FPL customers and people that might have questions.
Absolutely. Yes, we're thankful to be here and have this opportunity to share the ways that our customers can save on their energy. But the great thing that we're doing today is we've got a live phone bank. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you now.
Okay,
the
good
phone
deal.
Number. So,
okay.
The phone number is 1-877-828-1015. You'll be able to reach out to our energy experts right away and answer any questions that you may have. So again, that number is 1-877-828-1015.
Oh, I love that. That's a great idea. So you can also, if you have a question that you want to ask Corey or Shelley while we're chatting this morning, you can always text that in to our station at 850-437-1620. But they actually have experts at FPL that can answer your questions. So that number this morning during this show is 877-828-1015. So we'll keep giving that number to you. So much has been happening. Florida Power and Light. Y'all haven't been busy at all the last week, were you?
As you've probably seen, our power delivery truck's out,
making
sure
goodness.
We take care of our customers. We've had teams out in the field, so enjoying the sunshine, a little warmer weather here in Northwest Florida for sure.
Well, yeah, because when you think about, I know how prepared you are. I've lived here many, many years. I know how prepared you are for hurricane season. And there's almost a routine now. You have a whole format of what to do. And so this was pretty unusual for Pensacola to get 8-plus inches of snow. But your folks were out there. I saw them out there.
Absolutely. I'm a born and raised Pensacola native. So the excitement of the snow was certainly a lot of fun. But, the way that we respond to any response when it comes to weather, mm-hmm. our team stands ready. We're trained up. And whether it's restoring power or giving customers energy solutions out in the field, FPL does a fantastic job of making sure that we're prepared for anything that comes our way.
Well, I will back you up on that because my neighborhood, just for maybe, it wasn't even 5 minutes, it went out for a second and there was a truck. I don't know if the truck was in the neighborhood. I don't know what happened, but they were right on it. So it was very impressive, quite frankly. But if you have some questions, the thing that's neat about today is that you could always ask these experts. They can sit down with you and especially for homeowners can give you some tips on how to reduce your energy usage and that kind of thing. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have our energy experts on standby right now. So, that phone number is 877-828-1015. Give them a call. These energy experts are our local experts from Pensacola all the way to Panama City. And so they come, they do energy evaluations in your home, answer any questions that you may have over the phone. They can actually get specific to your needs. And so I highly encourage our listeners to give them a call while they're available right now to answer any questions that you may have for your specific needs.
And with all the cold weather we've had recently, and for me, I've had my heat on more than usual, quite frankly. And so maybe there's some tips and some things that we could talk about it because one of the things that I know that we've already had where you have those heat, people have heaters and electric blankets. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that are like recommended safety practices for the usage of these extra heat elements that we bring into the home?
Sure. So specifically for, you mentioned electric blankets and space heaters. Those are ways that you can supplement a heat in your home or mm-hmm. keep yourself warm. Really, when the temperature drops, like we've had recently in Northwest Florida, that significant difference causes your heating system to run more frequently. A day like today, it's mild outside. It'll be cool overnight, so we're going to run less. But the biggest energy consumer in our customers' homes is going to be the heating and air system. So keeping and monitoring that temperature inside the home, keeping the warm air in is vital. You know, we recommend 68 degrees for energy efficiency. And so, you know, every degree that you can get closer to that, say about 5%.
I don't think I'm at 68. I'm just confessing right here.
I understand. You know, one of the things you mentioned too is an electric blanket. That is a really great, cost-effective way to, you know, keep yourself warm during these really extreme cold nights. Matter of fact, we have one in my home, and my wife loves it. It's just a great way to keep warm without running that entire system. And depending on the type of system you have, if it's a heat pump or a strip heat, those can get kind of costly if they run longer. So maintaining the temperature inside the home and being mindful of the runtime of the heat.
So is it a good or a bad idea if you're constantly kind of putting it at 68, then putting it at 75 and putting it back down to 60? Is that a bad thing to do?
We would highly encourage you to try and maintain a consistent temperature in your home, especially if you have a heat pump system. That's the primary heating system in Northwest Florida. And adjusting the temperature in your home more than 2 degrees at a time will turn on what we call the emergency heat.
Oh, okay.
Or you've probably seen this
as auxiliary heat. Yes.
And sometimes they have the little red light that clicks on. That type of heating is very costly. It's there by design. In the event the heat pump fails, you have emergency heat. And so by maintaining your temperature at a consistent 68, you know, if you're more comfortable at 70 degrees, we understand that. But do not raise it more than 2 degrees at a time, because it will automatically turn on that emergency heat. It says, this customer is very cold. We're gonna throw on the emergency heat, and that can cost, you know, three times, you know, to heat your home versus allowing the heat pump to do how.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So someone's already texted into our text line at 850-437-1620, and they're curious, is this a hotline that's 24/7, or is it just for the duration of our show today?
That's a great question. This phone number we're providing is direct access today for this 30 minutes, you know, call. You can get in contact with a local energy expert right away to get your questions answered. But outside of today's segment, we do have our traditional customer care line that will route to the appropriate individuals to help answer any questions that you may have.
But essentially, you have the cliche, operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by,
the
ready
experts
for your questions.
Yes, sir. Got it. Okay. Well, the big conversation right now is the weather, the cold, the heat, and we talked a little bit about the heaters. What about water heaters and other appliances? Do you have any tips about those? Taking showers, hot baths. I mean, do you adjust the temperature? I mean, there's so many energy saving things that you can do. Maybe touch on a few of those things.
The water heater is another great thing you can do to adjust that temperature to 120 degrees. Mm-hmm. And that will give you plenty of hot water for baths, showers, doing dishes. But that will keep it more energy efficient and economical. So 120 degrees is what we recommend. Another tip with laundry, washing your clothes in cold water will save a lot of money and not use that hot water.
Also better for colors.
It's better for colors. And most of the detergents today are designed to work very well with cold water. So using that washing machine with the cold water setting will definitely help.
Now, what about dishwashers and things like that? I mean, how much does it really use a lot of energy? Because now we see so many, you see the little sticker that says energy saver. So then I'm thinking, I can run the dishwasher three times today. Or
yes.
Are there other strategies?
There are other strategies. And, you know, one thing we'll probably get into a little bit later is around our energy manager. That tool will help the customer, you know, do an evaluation of their own home. So where, you know, we want to focus on the big things that consume energy first, your heating and air system, followed up by your water heater, any type of pumps that you have, like if you have a pool, anything that creates heat. Those are our big energy consumers. So focusing on those things first will in turn drive our customers' bills down. So once we get those things resolved, then we can start looking at things like dishwasher. You know, if you have a large family and you run a lot of dishes, it's going to cost more than, you know, just an individual homeowner. So the Energy Star does have some technology that maybe it uses less water to still gets the dishes clean. And so you're going to use less hot water, which in turn turns into savings. But those, you know, one of our teammates uses the phrase dimes make dollars, right? So saving a little bit of change, saving some money on our appliances, like on our dishwashers and some of these, you know, other technologies is helpful. But we really want to focus on that thermostat, especially with this cold weather. That's going to make the significant impact on your bill.
Well, I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine when we were discussing when you have things plugged in, lights, coffee makers, all that kind of stuff. Are they using power when they're plugged in, or should you be unplugging everything all the time? I know this sounds like a dumb question. However, we had a big discussion about it, and I said, well, I didn't think so, but
right.
Okay, you're an expert, Corey. What do you think?
Well, and also just a reminder, 877-828-1015. We've got energy experts on standby, so please give them a call for any of these questions that you may have. They're ready for your calls. But to answer your question in regards to things plugged in, it is true. There are going to be devices that they pull a certain charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your coffee maker's got a little LED light that
right.
stays on. Really, those items, you don't need to go around and unplug them every day.
That was a discussion we were having.
That's right.
I said, I don't think so, but.
But if you had like a large entertainment center in your home with like a subwoofer speaker, those actually pull energy to be on standby. So when you push the power button, you want to have your music playing throughout the house, that subwoofer already has a charge. It's already heated up. So something like that will pull more energy than an alarm clock, a coffee maker. If you have any gaming devices
mm-hmm.
or, you know, computer systems that are plugged in, certainly want to look at, you know, having them on sleep mode or unplug them, because they are on standby power. So as soon as you're ready to, you know, go back to your gaming or your computer systems, the monitors are hot and ready. And so over time, they can start using a little bit of, you know, they call it like vampire voltage. You know, it's just
yes,
kind of
that's what
sucking
was,
the energy.
Yes, that's
right.
What I was wondering about. Okay. So can you explain that? Now, I know that FPL offers free energy saving tools and programs, kind of what we're talking about right now. And one of them is the House of Savings Challenge.
Oh, that's fun.
So tell me about that. And how can a customer benefit from this intrigues me, House of Savings Challenge.
Sure. I'll let Shelly take that one.
Thanks. So the House of Saving Challenge is a great online tool that's available for customers. You can find it on our website at fpl.com/ways to save. You can do it on your cell phone or your tablet or your computer, but it's an interactive virtual home that you walk around, you move mm-hmm. around with the keyboard, answering questions about different appliances throughout your home, and you learn all these energy saving tips, some of the things we've shared today and more, and that's available. It's great to do with families. It's very interactive and lots of great information. So we encourage all of our listeners to check that out at fpl.com/ways to save. The House of Savings is a great tool to help you learn how to save in your home.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out, because I have a sneaky suspicion I'm probably paying a little more than I should just from this conversation already.
And we're happy to, you know, help you save any ways that we can. So that tool is a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, you're listening. If you just joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Today, our guests are from Florida Power and Light. We have Shelley Ragsdale with us and Corey Booth answering your questions about saving energy and the ways that FPL can help you. And they have an expert line set up for you for the duration of the show till 9:30. That number is 877-828-1015. If you have a specific question or concern, call those experts. You're not going to get through a bunch of, you know, step two, step three, all that stuff. These are actual people ready, operators standing by, experts standing by, ready to help you this morning.
Wonderful.
Okay, so then can you also explain a little bit about, with this recent snow and the cold weather in Northwest Florida, what other steps has FPL been taking to help customers during this unusual weather event and period?
Yeah, so FPL is committed to providing reliable energy to our customers. And, you know, with these extreme weather events, we have done a lot of system upgrades, you know, as far as outages. We have really enhanced our system to deliver reliable electricity in all weather conditions. And so, you know, one of the things that we did with the recent weather event you mentioned was we deployed our community action teams.
Mm-hmm.
And these are teams that go out into the community right after a storm event as quickly and once it's safe to do so, to be able to engage with their customers with any questions that they may have, to be able to, you know, address concerns they, you know, what have. So we deployed several of those throughout the Northwest Florida area right after the recent snowstorm.
Well, they did a terrific job, really, because the outages didn't seem to be as bad as we thought they would be.
Yeah, and a big part of that is all the system upgrades that we've done in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned, I think you had a little flicker, and that
right.
can be something as simple as, you know, switching over to another feed to
mm-hmm.
get, you know, restoration of power. So that really has helped drive our reliability, you know, very high. And so we're really thankful for those system upgrades. But, you know, again, in those cold weather events, you know, it's not just the power restoration, it's making sure our customers know we're there for them through our outage map and being visible out in the field for any questions they may have.
So what are some of the common challenges that you hear about now in terms of your customer base and what's happening? I know that there's also, you have a lot of low-income people at this point, you know, that are kind of suffering through these storms and these bad weather conditions. Tell me a little bit about how you're able to reach out and help those folks.
We have the FPL Care to Share program, and that is a program that is funded by our employees, our stakeholders, and even customers can contribute to that. And that fund is available to help customers that are in need, struggling to pay their bills. And so you can find out more about that program at FPL.com and look for our payment assistance page on the website, and that's a fund that's available to help customers in need.
Oh, that's great. I was not aware of that. That's great. The other thing that I like that you do just on a personal level is the budget billing. That helps me personally tremendously because typically in the summer I'm running my air more often. Now I'm running the heat more often, but it keeps my, so that I can budget, it keeps my money.
That's right.
So talk a little bit about that. If someone hasn't signed up for that, how they could do that.
Sure. And just a reminder, that number is 877-828-1015. Again, we have our energy experts on standby. So if you have those types of questions, please give them a call. They'll be ready to answer. But in regards to the budget bill, I'm a budget bill customer as well.
it's such a great thing.
Me too.
I mean, it's wonderful.
It really is, especially when we have these unforeseen extreme weather events where, you know, my AC system, my heating system has been running extremely much more in comparison to.
Oh, for sure. All of us. Yeah.
And so with that budget bill program, what it does is it takes out those spikes throughout the year and gives you that, what is called a budget bill, a more consistent price each month. And so, yes, in the springtime when, you know, I'm not running heat, I'm not running air, and my bill is significantly lower, I'm going to be still paying about the same price, which is great to budget, you know what about what your cost is going to be. It's it reevaluates every 90 days or so. So it, you know, it may fluctuate very small, but it helps to take the highs and lows out of our customer bill. So certainly give our energy experts a call. We can explain it in more detail. That's a free program to our customers that really they can benefit from for some of these unforeseen challenges.
And you can sign up for that online at FPL.com.
So
it's very easy to do. The number again to call the experts, we still have about 6 or 7 minutes to go with them, is 877-828-1015. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And the text number here is 850-437-1620. And I did get a comment that came in from one of our listeners. It says, last year FPL said there was going to be a price increase to cover costs for different things. However, FPL also said in the next 5 years, prices would be decreased once certain things were paid off. And so the listener says, I'm holding you to that, and I've marked 5 years on my calendar. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because that's probably the biggest question people have.
Well, we recognize there's never a good time to, change rates. And no one wants to pay more for services, but we're designing a plan that balances the need to continue investing in the infrastructure and technology while we keep bills as low as possible for our customers and well below the national average. Our rates in Florida are well below the national average. But that is something we're always looking at. We definitely always work to keep our costs as low as possible so we can pass that on to our customers. In 2024, we reduced rates twice last year. But we are also looking at, you know, how we can plan for the next few years as Florida continues to grow and we have more customers that we can support and make sure we provide reliable, affordable service.
Thank you for texting that in. I've got another question for you. I am getting letters from FPL, home to purchase coverage for exterior electrical systems. Is this a scam?
That's a great question. So we have part of our programs is our sister company is FPL Home, and they offer services to our customers that they could benefit from, whether it's, you know, surge protection or electric line protection. These are some programs that our customers may find benefit from and can be easily added to their you know, electric utility bill. So, you know, those are, unfortunately, you know, there are scams that are out there. And make sure you always call the number that's on the on your FPL bill.
Yes.
If you Google search, you will, unfortunately, you can get the wrong phone number of a lot of bad actors.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that that is part of our extension of our business, that we offer these great products and services to our customers that are an elective program. So, you know, 1-800-FPL-HOME is a program that the customers can call and get more information if that's something that they're interested in.
And the thing you definitely don't want to do is to click on the link that's in that email or text, because oftentimes that's what they're trying to do, is hook you into some sort of dark website or something like that. So
that's right.
That's a good thing. We have another question.
Sure.
And I'm curious about this too. If using LED lighting, is there a big savings turning off lights?
That's another great question. Depending on your location, if you are a business owner and you have LED lighting in a warehouse, we're talking about a substantial amount of lighting. Even though they're very energy efficient,
mm-hmm.
the number alone will, you know, cost to illuminate your building. For a residential customer, you know, we've come a long way with technology. A standard 60-watt light that would run 12 hours a day, those light bulbs are now, you're getting the same illumination, the same lighting. But you're, instead of using 60 watts of electricity, you're only using 10 watts. So, I mean, it has tremendously cut down. And so it's just recommended still. It's a good behavior to turn off the lights when you're not in the room. Everything's going to help save over time. Again, focusing on those big things in the beginning we talked about, the water heating, the heating, those things are going to help. But certainly just, you know, old habits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Turn off a light when you're not in the room. If you have a front porch light and an LED light on that you want to leave on overnight for security, that's worth the $1.20 or whatever it may cost a month. It's not going to be that
expensive. Corey, are you saying that my mother was right?
Your mother was right.
Turn off the lights in your bedroom, young lady.
I would not go against what Mama, you know, recommended.
So it really
sure.
is true.
It
I
is
always
true.
Thought, after a while, I thought, I don't know if that's true, but it is true. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it makes sense. So, yeah. Okay, well, we just have a couple minutes left. If you want to take advantage of the expert hotline, 877-828-1015. Let's see. We have a question about what is the surge program? What's the surge program all about, and how much does it cost?
That's a great question, and our energy experts can certainly go into more details. But it's they do have a promotion right now. It's around $11 per month. It's installed at the meter, and so it's going to help prevent any surges from entering into your home.
Oh, that's
through
interesting.
The meter. That's correct. We still recommend point of use power strips out of all your electronics, but if we can help to prevent it from ever entering into the home through the meter, that it's a collar device that gets installed for $11 a month, and there's a warranty with it. So if they're in the event it, you know, something fails, you can follow the process to be able to, you know, be reimbursed for it.
Wow, I was not aware of that. That sounds like a great tool to have.
And all of these items, the questions about FPL home surge protection, I recommend you go to FPL.com, and there are several different programs that will link you straight to some of these resources. But again, also our energy experts are on standby, and they can help answer any questions that you may have for that today.
Great. We've been talking this morning with our friends from FPL, Florida Power and Light, Shelley Ragsdale, and Corey Booth. We're down to about a minute, y'all. Would you like to just give the website out maybe and a phone number that they can call? Since this segment is over, the experts will now not be available, but there is a phone number folks can call.
That's right. That's right. So our experts are still here for another few minutes, 877-828-1015. But if you have other questions, looking for more information, our website is a great resource at fpl.com. Ways to Save is a great page that brings all that information together. The other programs are available on there too. But we also have our customer care line, which, you know, has information too, and that's 800-225-5797.
800-225-5797. I'm writing it down. All right. Thank you both so much. What an informative show. We've heard so much. I hope people were able to take advantage of the expert line. But again, there's always ways that you can get in touch with FPL to answer your questions. And it's been a pleasure having you both here today. Thank you so much.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having us.